You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
World of Work.
So, we are joined by Candice Clark, Managing Director of the Dynamic Talent Group. As most of us know, there's massive growth and opportunity in remote work at the moment. But what does it mean and how do we excel in that regard? Candice, thank you very much for your time on 702.
Hi, thank you so much.
So, Candice, let's maybe take a step back for a moment and look at the world of remote work before COVID-19. I mean, was there growth in that sector before it was thrust upon us in March, April of last year?
Look, there was definitely an appreciation for some of the talent trend, which was shifting to a preference for remote work. Although it was still quite rare, so when I founded Dynamic Talent about 5 years ago, we were one of the only companies I knew of that was fully remote. And we were in tech, right? We were servicing tech companies. So it's definitely, shot through the roof since March 2020.
Maybe let's start with a handy definition, right? It's remote work, what does it mean? Because believe it or not, even though we've been living, eating and breathing this thing for the past 18 months, some people still think that a Zoom meeting is something quick. Let's meet quickly, not online.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I mean, remote work, I suppose the most common definition is that you are working from home. It's the easiest, the most common definition to describe it. But we've seen companies take different approaches and different perspectives on it. So some will say remote work, but they still want you in the same city or the same province as where their head office is. Some will say remote work as long as you're in the same time zone. And some will say remote work anywhere in the world and the teams just learn how to work across common hours. So there are different definitions and sort of hybrid models. And then, obviously the tools like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, all those kind of tools that companies have been utilizing have obviously just become, part of our terminology around remote work, part of our dictionary.
If you have any comments, questions about remote work, give us a call now, 011-883-0702. We're talking to Candice Clark, Managing Director of Dynamic Talent Global, and we're talking about how do you excel in the world of remote work? What are the skills that you need and also how you find that job to work remotely? Let's start there. How do you search for the lucrative remote jobs out there? On things like LinkedIn or maybe even Google, where's your one-stop shop if there is one when you want to be finding a job that you can do from wherever?
Yeah. So look, I mean, LinkedIn is actually their functionality around remote work searching is incredible. So if you go onto LinkedIn and you just pop a job title into the search field, there is actually a button, a remote work button that comes up that you can click. So if you select South Africa as your location and then your job title and you click remote work, there is a bunch that will come up that are completely filtered as being listed by companies that are offering remote work. So that's really easy to do. And, you can also search more generally and more broadly and see which companies in South Africa are offering remote work across numerous skill sets and functions. And even if you don't necessarily see yours there, I think it's still worth reaching out to those companies because it means they've got an appetite for remote working. Then when it comes to just sort of general searching on Google and LinkedIn, there's something called a Boolean search, which I often find in speaking to candidates they're not aware of. As recruiters, we know about it because we use it so often. But it can actually be super effective in looking for lucrative remote roles. So what that means is you use inverted commas to capture your search terms. So you might say, for example, sales exec in inverted commas and South Africa in inverted commas and remote in inverted commas, just as an example. And you can pop that into Google really easily. And it's fascinating what comes up, what kind of sites will come up, the company's direct websites may come up. And I just find a lot of candidates end up going to job boards and end up going to places where there's huge amounts of saturation already in terms of candidates applying. But if you just take a simple Boolean string like I've described and pop it into Google and possibly even LinkedIn on searching posts, you're likely to find some pretty cool jobs that don't necessarily have thousands of applications.
What's your experience been with working remotely? What's the ins, the outs? Give us a call. Drop us a WhatsApp voice note. WhatsApp's to 072-702-1702. Otherwise, SMS is into 31702. And like I said, lines always open for you to join the conversation. 011-883-0702. So let's talk about soft skill competencies when it comes to working remotely. I should imagine that first and foremost is discipline, right?
Yeah, so I suppose self-initiative and productivity is such a massive one for companies that are hiring remote workers, because really, and look, there's a big debate on this at the moment, particularly in the human capital domain, which is where I find myself. But regardless of our feelings on it, a lot of companies do want to feel that they can, that they can trust you working from home. So when they talk about trust, what they're really saying is, we're not going to see you. We can't really tell what time you start, what time you end, how much extra, you know, overtime you put in. We just want to know that you're going to be productive, you're going to take initiative. And just like you said, Nicholas, now it's going to be discipline too. So you really have to be super important if you are applying for a remote work role, or you're considering working remotely and applying for those kind of roles, to be able to really develop the skill set and to showcase it on your LinkedIn profile, your CV, as well as in interviews. And some of the easiest ways, or one of the easiest ways to do this, is to speak about things that you've led independently. So even if you're not working remotely now, talk about some of the projects that you've led where you've been able to take initiative, you've been able to manage the full end-to-end process of that project, or that particular task you took on. You didn't need somebody necessarily looking over your shoulder, guiding you every step of the way. And that just seems to give employers a huge boost of confidence in your ability to be disciplined and focused and take initiative and be productive. That's really all they're asking for if they're not going to be seeing you day to day.
I have heard of some horror stories, right, of some people still trying to micromanage folks that are working remotely. One in particular is someone that my brother-in-law actually replaced on a remote working job in London. And she was replaced because she demanded that her team remained on video always. From when they started in the morning up until when they clocked off, they had to remain on video.
Yeah.
I mean, how ludicrous does that sound, or you know, am I being a little bit ignorant in that? You know?
No, it isn't great. You know, I can understand, especially managers that are not used to leading remote working teams. I mean, that's a whole different conversation, right? How do we gear up our leadership and management teams to be able to lead remote working teams well? It's very different to leading a team in the office. So I can imagine, particularly leaders and managers that have been thrown into this, sort of finding their feet, maybe haven't had enough upskilling and mentoring themselves, might resort to those kind of approaches. But at the end of the day, I mean, all that's really telling the team is that we don't trust them, that we haven't hired the right skill set that we can trust to be able to do what they need to do, regardless of whether we're watching over their shoulders or not. And that's likely to the team just feeling super disempowered and being treated like quite a junior team member, where they may feel they should be trusted. They're more senior and they've proven themselves. So no, it's not a great approach.
I couldn't imagine anything more horrific, being forced to be on video, even though coming from someone that works in the media that gets paid to appear in front of camera or in front behind a mic. Imagine doing that for 8 hours and someone micromanaging you remotely. So let's talk about the other core competencies, right? How do you prepare rather and ace that remote recruitment process, the interview? Because it's one thing being in the same room as your potential employer and wowing them with your charm. You can turn on the the charm that you have or don't have. But how do you do that if you're doing it thousands of kilometers away from each other?
Yeah. Look, I mean, there's been some really interesting research. I believe it was National Geographic that did this, around just the mental load of being on video and how different that is to being in person with somebody, because you can't pick up, like you just said, you can't pick up necessarily on the vibe, inverted commas. It's much harder to pick up the nonverbal body language and just the interviewer's approach. So it is quite a lot of hard work, which means you definitely need to practice. I would practice with mentors that you might have, colleagues that you obviously trust and are okay to know that you're on a job hunting process, and just help refine how you come across on a video interview. I wouldn't, you know, don't make the first time you practice this on your interview. Definitely give it a few goes before. And then relax, right? They are also human. A lot of interviewers, especially the ones that I've worked with, get that people are nervous on video interviews and get that somebody's got a really strong or really heavy mental load on the other side trying to understand this process. So they're generally quite empathetic. Outside of that, just kind of soft skill competencies that are super important and we've just seen with our clients are really important. Communication skills. I mean, remote working teams, effectiveness, a lot of times. Effectiveness as well as not being effective comes down to the ability to communicate. So they are going to be looking for really good written, telephonic and video core business English. So they want to see that you can communicate really clearly, really succinctly. You can hear them, you understand what they're saying, you've got comprehension of what they're saying, because that is going to be their format. That is how they're going to communicate with you and lead you in the business. So something silly, you know, that can really let people down in this regard is, you know, not running a spell check on your CV and on your LinkedIn profile. In most cases, regardless of whether it's remote or not, that can concern employers. But in this case, where we are relying so heavily on written communication and telephonic or video communication, they need to be sure that you are that you're able to really have a good grasp of the English language. And then just in the interview, you know, being really clear, really succinct, practicing your answers beforehand, so looking at what the competencies that the job requires, going over some examples you can share, being able to communicate that really clearly, and then all of that kind of wrapped up in that prep work that you do with friends or colleagues that you're happy to do it with. And then I suppose the, you know, there's plenty of examples, but just for the sake of time, I suppose the other things that are really important come down to relationships. So, you know, remote working teams are quite tough to work in the sense that you don't have full view of somebody. Well, I mean, other than the manager that makes everybody keep their videos on for 8 hours, you don't really have full view. So, you know, you can't see the pizza box on somebody's desk from working overnight. You can't see that. So you may come in, you know, to your working day feeling frustrated with the other person, not having absolutely no knowledge that person really pulled an all-nighter to try to help you, even if it's not perfect. So empathy and conflict management and relationship building are so core to a remote working team. They just do not work without people that are able to have those skills and utilize those skills effectively. And again, this just comes down to how you present yourself on LinkedIn and on your CV and how you come across in the interview. You really are going to need to have prepared examples and sort through how do I build relationships? How have I built relationships remotely? Small example, my team uses something called Donut, which basically just pops up water cooler topics on our internal comms channel, as well as sets up quick 15 minutes between people. We found that really effective. So if you've done something like that, speak about it. Show how you've built relationships in a remote working environment. Conflict management. Use examples of where you've been in pressurized situations during the pandemic and it's been a remote team, and how have you been able to manage the conflict in that successfully with strong EQ. So yeah, you can see I can go on about this for quite a long time, but those are really the core things to make sure that you have thought through and are presenting to potential employers.
So we've got a WhatsApp voice note in here. Our ex-employer got software tracking that took screenshots continually of our PCs throughout the day in a few second intervals. Not much trust there at all. This also sounds absolutely horrific, right? And are you not setting yourself up for failure if you are going to try and micromanage, whether or not in person or virtually? I mean, what is the point of having an employee if you are going to sit on their backs the entire time?
Well, you know, this is the thing, right? My approach with my team and leadership and what I've always recommended to all our clients is hire good people and then get out their way. So, yes, there does need to be a tight, loose, tight approach when it comes to performance management and making sure your teams are clear on the mission. But leave the how up to them, right? Be clear on the mission. Be clear on the vision. If it's somebody junior, give them a bit of a framework. But, you know, if your recruitment's good quality, and that's often where the wheels come off the bus anyway, and you're hiring the right people, then really we need to be getting out their way. High performers do not do well in a micromanagement environment. They just don't. So if you're wanting to employ and retain high performers, that's unfortunately really not going to be a great approach.
Any questions that you have for remote work, drop us a line, 011-883-0702. So we've talked about soft skills, preparing for that interview, but another thing that I think goes hand in glove with the remote working is the gig economy. People don't have full-time jobs nowadays. They have a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and they're using a full range of their own technical or academic skills to fulfill various roles. So how do you think that you can use that to the best of your ability to break into the gig economy with the skills that you have and adding to it that you can do it remotely?
Yeah, this is such an important point because it's something that, Dynamic Talent, as an example, has been built off of amazing gig workers and people that are able to work part-time. It has such a huge contribution to diversity of talent. And so from a business perspective, it's just a no-brainer to be tapping into the gig economy. As a candidate or a potential sort of subcontractor or independent contractor, it's definitely worth considering. So there's a number of really popular websites for this. So Fiverr and Upwork are two that are really well known. But something that I've seen work really well, and certainly how I found gig workers myself for a dynamic talent, is looking at local Facebook groups. So you will have local suburb groups like the I Love, as an example, but you will also have Facebook groups that are specific to your domain. So, for example, I'm part of one specific to human capital and recruitment, and that's such a good way to build relationships with local businesses in that domain, showcase your work, build out a portfolio, have something ready to share with them when they're asking for support or just when you can see somebody's recruiting a lot and maybe quite overwhelmed. It is such an easy thing to break into. And I think given the COVID pandemic and how we've all shifted to remote working now, I'm just seeing more and more businesses open to the opportunity to have somebody not necessarily full-time, but maybe a couple hours a day, maybe a couple hours a week, maybe just ad hoc for projects. So look at your skill set as a potential candidate or independent contractor. And the best advice I can give you is look at where your skill set intersects with what you are really passionate about and what you really enjoy doing. Again, that could be a whole other topic, but if you think of like a grid and look at what am I really good at on a scale of 1 to 10, what am I really passionate about on a scale of 1 to 10, look at where kind of the 8 to 10 lie. Like, what are those skill sets that lie in what you're good at as well as what you love doing? And that's often a really good approach to build a portfolio and then to break into the gig economy.
Where can we find out more about this online? And, of course, also find out more about your work, Candice?
Do you mean find out more online about gig work specifically?
Gig work and working remotely, yeah.
Okay. Look, I mean, obviously this is something that we specialize in. So we are a fully remote working team. We support many businesses that recruit gig workers as well as remote workers. So you're welcome to take a look at our website, dynamictalentglobal.com. We've got a number of resources we've shared on there. We've got webinars we do. And we do specialize in tech, so that's probably just worth mentioning. We support tech businesses, technology businesses, but a lot of this can be generalized across domains, so you're welcome to take a look at what we've got up so far.
Fascinating conversation. Candice Clark, MD of Dynamic Talent, talking about successfully working remotely.